KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Border Management Authority says it's pleased with its preparations for the festive season at the Durban Harbour. The BMA's Mmemem Khotsi says additional personnel have been deployed ahead of the busy holiday shipping season. She's meanwhile urged people to report any criminal activities to local authorities.
Our resources are full on the ground with additional personnel that has been deployed to the various ports of entry. You'd know also that we have extended operational hours for some of our ports of entries that are not operating on a 24-hour basis. So these are some of the security measures that we have added from our side to ensure that we have a functional plan during the festive season and we are able to manage the increased movements that we'll be experiencing during this peak period.
Lifesaving South Africa says more needs to be done to educate people about water safety to reduce the number of drownings. At least three people lost their lives in incidents in KZN this week, including at Wedge Beach in Durban Central and Umdloti. Lifesaving SA's Mzi Mayedza says water safety awareness and education can help prevent tragedies. Mayedza's also encouraged parents to invest in swimming lessons for their children.
The other issues that is also leading to drownings is the lack of understanding some of the risks that are involved. For instance, if ever you're going to the ocean, we have what we call the rip currents that are there. And the rip currents are very dangerous and then they always lead to drowning. And most of the time, the highest number of people that are drowning is those who are under the age of 1 year up until to 14 years, as well as the young adults. South Africa is not a swimming nation. It is important that you teach your children to learn how to swim. It's not always late.
Police are investigating the death of a man who was found in a river in Bergville. Authorities say his body was recovered from Mweni River this week. Apatogela detectives are looking into the case. And South Korea's parliament has voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his attempt to impose martial law earlier this month. He survived the first impeachment vote, but pressure intensified ahead of today's vote. Out of 300 lawmakers, 204 put their hands up to impeach the president on allegations of insurrection. Yoon has been suspended from office while South Korea's Constitutional Court deliberates on the vote. The opposition's called the result a victory for the people. A recap of our lead story, the Border Management Authority says it's pleased with its preparations for the festive season at the Durban Harbour. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.